Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a tiny Daf Chof Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi'i, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Chof Gimel Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud. Sok the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acho B'Shem Rabbi Yosso, Lo'oilom in O'oilom Oimed Ela Ala Karbonis. It's going to explain what we said in the Mishnah, that there's Ma'amadois doing the Karbonis, and they read in the Ma'amadois, Yisrael, they were responsible, representing Am Yisrael. On the Karbonis, they had Kriya Satoiro of Maisa Bereshis. Why Maisa Bereshis? Because the world exists because of Karbonis. Continues the Gemara of Chodal Damud Aleph. Tamatanina, we learned over here. Shimon Etzadik HaMishiyore Knesset Gedoyla. He was the leftover of Knesset Gedoyla, meaning he was the one of the Chachom of Achi Knesset Gedoyla. Who are you? He used to say, Ashlein Shadvarim Oilu Moimit. There's three things the world stands on. Ala Toiro, Ala Voido, Valgmilus Chasodim. This is the Mishnah Maseches Ovos. Says the Gemara, Shloish Tome Pasuk Echot. All three are mentioned in the same Pasuk. It says, Vasim Dvorai Beficho, what is the words upon your mouth? Zu Toiro. Uvitzel Yodi Kisesicho, and I covered you with the shadow of my hand. Zu Gmul Chasodim, that's Gmul Chasodim. The Lam Dechosh Komishu Osuk Batoiro Ubi Gmul Chasodim, if you're busy with Toiro Gmul Chasodim. Zoycho Leisha Betzil Shakosh Bochu, he's in the shadow of Hashem. How do I know that? Hadoi dichtiv, that's the pasuk, mayokor chasdecho elokim, ubetzel neodom etzek nofecho yechsoyun. The chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody who's involved in the chesed, he is in the shadow of the wings of Hashem. So that's how we know when the pasuk says, ubetzel yodiki sisicho, refers to Gmilus Chasadim. Lintoya Shamayim v'lisa doritz, what is that referring to? Elokar banis. That's the avoido that does Shamayim and Oritz. So that's how you see these three things, Torah, Avod, Gmilus Chasadim, make the world stand. And the end of the pasuk is, Ulo Omor, Litzior, in Amiato, El Yisrael. Tzior, in referring to Am Yisrael. Ravchino, Rapapa, Chizano, Kol Amikor, looked in the whole Tanakh. Tlo Yimatzvanu, Shinikor Yisrael, Tzior, in Elaze. The only place that Am Yisrael is called Tzior, is this pasuk, Ulo Omor, Litzior, in Amiato. Continues the Gemara says, Tamatanin, it says over there, Rishim Gamliel, Oime, Ashloi, Shadvarim, Oile, Moimit. The world stands on three things, Aladin, Vala Emes, Vala Shalom. So Din is judgment and Beis Din, Emes is the truth, and Shalom is peace. So there are really three things that connect to each other. Nasa Din, if you do judgment, Nasa Emes, you're doing the truth. Nasa Emes, Nasa Shalom, that brings peace to the world. It's all on the same Pasuk. Emes, Umishpat, Shalom, Shivtu B'Sha'areichim, should judge in your gates, meaning in your cities. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. But Yoyim Arishim, what did they relayn in the first day of Ma'amodos? Koyim Bereishis Yirakia. The parsha, the first two parshas in the Torah, parsha is Bereishis, which is five psukim, and Yirakia, which is three psukim. Basheni, the second day where they read, Yirakia, which is three psukim, Yikov HaMayim, which is five psukim. Bashlishi, Yikov HaMayim, and then Yihim Oiris. Barevi, Yihim Oiris, Yishitzu HaMayim. Bechamishi, the parsha Shutzu HaMayim, and then Vateitza Oritz. Bashish Yotetza Aretz, and then Ve'echulo Shemayim Ve'aretz Echol Tzavon. Parsha Gdoyle, Parsha, which is long, Koyim Oto B'Shtayim. You have two aliyahs in that Parsha. Ve'ktana, short Parsha, B'yochid, you have one aliyah. Ve'shachis, Ve'musof, that's what you do, you read the Parsha. Ve'mincho Nechasim, Ve'koyim Alpeyim, Ke'koyim Etshma. You don't read it B'tzibur, you read Alpey, by heart, and nobody's Moitzi the other one, because you can't be Moitzi the other ones when you're reading B'alpey. Erev Shabbos B'mincho, on Friday in the Mincha, lo yu nichrasim, you pick for the Shabbos. They didn't do Kriya Satori then because they were busy with Shabbos. Kol yom sheyesh bo halal, days that you have halal, only halal, referring to Chanukah, ein bo maimed shachris. Then you don't have maimed in shachris, meaning you don't read the Torah in shachris because you're busy with halal. If there's a korban musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, ein bo ne'ilo. So Chaim explains, ein bo ne'ilo mean koshikin. There's no maimed in ne'ilo, and koshikin you don't have in Shachis, Mustafa, and Mincha. The Korban Eitzim, the days that you have Korban Eitzim were families that brought wood to Beis HaMikdash. When they brought, the days that they brought the wood, so there was no Maimed in Mincha. Meaning they didn't come to the Maimed. When? In Mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omlo ben Azai, kach Rabbi Yeshua Shoinib. Yeshua said a little differently. If there's a Korban Mustafa, ain't bo Mincha, because Korban Mustafa is Deraisa, and Mincha, there's a source Deraisa from Yitzchak Avinu. The Korban Eitzim, which is only a Derabanan, what they established to bring wood to Beis HaMikdash, in Bunihilo, which is a Tefillah Derabanan. Chozer Rekivo, Yoshoini Kedivri Benazai, Rekivo changed his mind and agreed to Benazai that that's the Girso, that if there is a Korban Musaf, there's no Mincha, if there's a Korban Eitzim, there's no Nihilo. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Avchun Omar, Shloisha Kuyos Shabatoyo, Leifchetu Me'asor HaPsokim. So the Gemara starts with a rule. When you have three aliyos, three oilim latoyo that you do every Monday and Thursday, you should have at least 10 psokim. Chizki Omar, connect the Seres Adibris. Why 10 psokim? Connect the 10 dibris. So the Gemara Batarim, but your Marisha in Bereshis, Ve'irikia, Ve'leis Pornel Tamyo. The first two parshas of the Torah that we read on the Sunday of Ma'amadois, there's only 8 psokim. 5 psokim in the first parsha, 3 psokim in the second parsha. Ravidu Omar, Ispalgun Kehano Ve'oso. The Machlik is of Rav Kahana and Rav Aso. One says that the second aliyah, which is from the parsha of only 5 psukim, how do you have 3 psukim? You know that each one has to have at least 3 psukim. You go back one pasuk. So the first aliyah is 3 psukim. The second one goes back a pasuk and it has another 2 psukim. That's the second aliyah. The second Bandorma says you cut. You cut which pasuk? You cut the last pasuk. The fifth pasuk in the parsha is Vayikor Elokim Laor Yoyim Velochoshech Kor Alaylo Vayiher Vayiboyker Yoyim Echot. So the second aliyah has only 2 psukim, but the second pasuk you cut into 2. So that's considered to be 3 psukim. So says the Gemara, Mimele now, we ask the question. You need to have 10 psukim, we have you only 8. Says the Gemara, not a problem. Mandomar Choyze Choyze Shnei Psukim. The one that says you go back, don't go back 1 pasuk. You go back 2 psukim. So 2 psukim, you're reading twice, that's how you get the 10 psukim. Mandomar Choytech Vayiher Vayiboyker Pasuk Bifnei Atzmoy. The one the Chaytech, he holds a year, but he breaks is considered to be its own pasuk. So the same thing applies also in the next parsha. The parsha of Yehi Rekia has their 3 psukim, but the end of the third pasuk is a year, but he breaks Yom Sheni. So that's considered to be its own pasuk. So total you have in this parsha, you have 10 psukim, you have 8 psukim, but 2 of the psukim were split into 2. So that's why you have 10 psukim. Says the Gemara Vatanin, but we learn the Mishnah. B'Sheni Yurekia Yikovu Amayim. What do you say? What do you read on Monday? Yurekia. Then the third pasha, which is Yikov Amayim. So, Chad Omar Choy is the one who says you go back a pasuk. He's going to apply this as well over here. V'churno Omar Choytech, he applies that over here as well. So, Mando Omar Choy is, I could still understand Choy is a Shem Psukim, the same solution. Because on Monday, they read 3 Psukim from the first pasha. Then they read for the next pasha, 5 Psukim, you read 3. And the next aliyah goes back to Psukim. And that's how you have total of 10. But Mando Omar Choytech, Afilu Choytech Leisbei. But according to Manu Choytech, he can't say that. Because in the third parasha, Vayer Vayibokeh Yom Shlishi is a pasuk on its own. There's nothing to cut out of it. And the Gemara does not answer this question at this stage. So the Gemara says, Plibo Bar Prito Kamer Zero, Vayer Parasha Samolik. But in Purim, you read Parasha Samolik, there's only 9 psukim. You said you have to have 10 psukim. Omli Shani Ishi Sidur Shalim. It's Yon Shalim, it's a parasha on its own, which belongs to the day, so it's okay to read 9 psukim. Heiser Abloza Bar Moron Kamer Averino, Vatani, we learn the Maftir Benovi Loifchot Mesir Mechab Sokim. Meaning, why do we have an Haftarah 21 Sokim? It's connected to the Kriyas Torah. We have 7 aliyas, and each one gets 3 Sokim. 7 times 3 is 21. But you said that every 3 has to have 10 Sokim. So if I have 6, you have to have 20 Sokim. Then you're adding one more aliyah, it should be at least 23. Why do you say 21 is enough? The Gemara doesn't answer that, but says Reb Chaim, the really question, that's a hard question. Because when do we say any 10 psukim if it's 3 aliyahs on its own? But if I have multiple aliyahs, I don't need to have more than 3 per aliyah. I don't have to, the minimum amount is 10 psukim, but it doesn't have to be 10 for each 3. Continues the Gemara and says, Ta'aniyan shimaimo, that's the use of Reb Chaim, hayu mis'anim b'chol yoim. They used to fast every day of the week. B'sheinu mis'anim, what was the fast on Monday? Al mefar se'ayomim, the people that are sailing in the sea. Why? Because there it says on Monday, so referring to the water, so we're talking to the people that are on the water. But Shlishi on Tuesday, people that are traveling on the land. Because there the Pasuk says, you have the Yabasha. But they would fast for the children, and they should not get sick with Askero. Because it says in the Pasuk, it's a Lashon of a Machlo, of a Klolo, because the Me'oyeris are the ones that bring Askero to the world. For the pregnant woman not to have a miscarriage. And the ones that are nursing, the children should not die. Why do we know that? Because it says, "Vayomer Elokim Yishutzu Amayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya." We're talking about the hashratza, meaning the multiplication, having children. Says the Gemara Tani Elokim Yisani Leberev Shabbos. They didn't fast on a Friday because of Kovod Shabbos. For Loi Moitzi Shabbos, and now Moitzi Shabbos Mipnei Kovod Shabbos. What's the Kovod Shabbos? So Yom Shabbos, they get ready for Shabbos. Moitzi Shabbos means Sunday is because the Neshama Yisrael left, and there's a tsar on the fact we don't have the Neshama Yisrael, so you don't fast then. Tani Sanhedrin Gedolim Oysu Misanei Moim. The Sanhedrin also fasted with the Anshei Maimot. So the Sanhedrin Yuchal Isanus Bechol Yoim. Bishdom Anshei Maimot, they came once every 24 weeks. But Sanhedrin is there always. So the Gemara Mechalkim Yotzwal Bati Ovis. They divided the Sanhedrin into 24, so each portion fasted with the Maimotus. You don't fast on two things at once. That's why each day of the Ma'amodos, they fasted for one thing. How do we know that? From the following pasuk, you fast and you daven for Hashem for one thing. Not from there. So this is the pasuk in Daniel. They were davening on this thing. We said before, when two things come together that are associated with each other, meaning there's no rain and there is locusts, because that's both the same thing, that there's no food in the world. But in general, you don't do two things together. When he went out to Tanis, he stood in front of him and said, Achinon, my brothers, even though we have many tzoris, we only have to focus what we came for. Meaning, even though there's many things to daven for, you focus on one only. And if they came now to daven for rain, even though there's other tzoris, we focus now on the rain only. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Chof Dalet.